going to skip spotted dog grazing agreement, which is the next on your agenda, and we'll hopefully do that after lunch. I'm going to start talking slower because we're still going too fast. And that will take us to the Blackfoot Clearwater WMA and Two Creek Ranch Cooperative Grazing and Haying Lease. And I did want to point out to Commissioner Colton, we are calling it Two Creek Ranch. Or they are calling it Two Creek Ranch. Yeah. And because it's private property, I don't think you can make a motion to change that. Okay, so what this is a renewal. It's a final. It's a renewal of a six-year cooperative grazing and haying agreement with Two Creek Ranch, which adjoins the Blackfoot Clearwater Wildlife Management Area in Region 2. This is a renewal, an ongoing lease agreement that we've had in place with this ranch since 2004. So it's just an ongoing continuation of an ongoing agreement. The agreement would involve a maximum of 160 AUMs on 800 NOU unit months on 887 acres of what was historically cultivated land on the Blackfoot Clearwater Wildlife Management Area to ensure better spring forage quality. In exchange for grazing on that land, the Two Creek Ranch is incorporating 795 acres of their private range land into a rest rotation grazing system. So two out of the seven pastures on the Blackfoot Clearwater Wildlife Management Area are wet meadow, and so those would not be grazed, but under this agreement could be hayed once per year if the conditions allow that. Two Creek would also, in addition to incorporating their lands into this larger rest rotation grazing system, would also allow public access on the 795 acres that are involved in the agreement. And there was an EA done on this proposal. There was three comments. All were positive, supportive. So based on that, the recommendation is proceed with renewal of an agreement for another 6 years with the Two Creek Ranch.
I would entertain a motion from the commission.
I move the commission approve the cooperative grazing and haying lease with the Two Creek Ranch on the Blackfoot Clearwater Wildlife Management Area as proposed.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there discussion, comments, questions from the commission?
I just say I think this is again a continuation of a relationship that has benefits to each party, and they work very well. I have some experience in that part of the world, and certainly they. Working with landowners like this and building trust and working together and realizing that we can help each other and still do the job that each of us needs to do. So very good job as far as I'm concerned.
Further comments, questions from the commission?
Chairman Stuker, I notice on this grazing lease there is a public access component. Can you describe how that works in conjunction with a wildlife management area?
So, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Byworth, my understanding is that on the 795-acre portion of the ranch that's incorporated into the grazing lease, he allows public access. I'm not exactly sure. I believe it's probably on by permission, but I can't answer that for sure. And I don't see anybody in Region 2, but
Randy's back there.
Randy's there. Randy, do you know?
Chairman Stuker, Randy Arnold with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks out of Region 2, and it is managed through our block management program. It's a really popular block management area. In fact, popular enough that we do it by drawing for the Shanley drawing, and we've now moved that drawing to Missoula so that it's more equitable so people don't have to drive to Ovando to put their name in the list. So,
thank you. Did that answer your question, Pat? Is there any further comments, questions from the commissioners?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. When you say that the conditions have to be certain for it to be hayed, are those like certain measurable conditions or just,
I believe, Mr. Chairman, it's mainly, if we're in a drought or something that we wouldn't hay it. I don't think it's out there measuring grass. It's probably more of a looking at conditions in the season and decide whether haying is appropriate or not.
Further questions, comments from the commission? Excuse me. Hearing none, is there any comments from the public here in Helena? Mr. Givak.
Commissioners, again, I'm Nick Givak with MWF. I think this is a great, again, I agree with Commissioner Aldrich. This has worked for many years, and I'm sort of speaking for the Anaconda Sportsman's Club here who weighed in on this as well as MWF. You know, this is a great cooperative agreement here that opens up public access to some private lands and benefits both parties. So I think the way we review these every few years, too, gives us a chance to look at them and maybe tweak them as needed. So, but as this is, it's working well, and we hope it continues to work. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. Any further comment here?
Chairman Stuker and members of the commission, Brian Ohs, last name OHS, I'm with the Montana Stock Growers Association. Excuse me. We also rise in support of the motion to approve this renewal. I think it's a good cooperative. Happens to be a member of the stock growers, a very good steward of the land, and certainly we stand in support of the motion to approve. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Further comments here in Helena? Seeing none, is there any in the regions? I don't see or hear any, so we'll come back to the commission. Do you have any further questions or comments on this issue? If not, I'll call for the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Go ahead, Ken.